best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. My name is Nick Tibusek, and with me there is the only Don of Strength, Rado Don Bosic.
Hello. Thank you for the nice introduction. It's very much appreciated.
Really going into that. Done. Oh, shit. So as you are the Don of Strength, I'm making that a thing now, the Don of Strength.
Is that like an official title now? Like, what are the requirements for that?
I think you should put it into your bio. Will help a lot, you know, like with all those people who are putting into their bio, I'm a European champion because they won something that was called the European Championship. Like in all these boxing federations, you know, everybody is a world champion.
Yeah, 100 division, and in every division there's a champion.
So if they can do it, we can do it.
Shots fired.
So, you know, when the super interesting part is now how to make the transition into the today's topic from here, but I'm trying now.
All right, try it out.
As you are the Don of Strength, you had a long way to go from being the Don to get into the position of being the Don. So the super interesting part is I see a lot of people who are already training, and they just don't see their mistakes in training, and they can't even get to the position to get into this title of being a Don of Strength. See the mistakes. And I'm like, I want to talk about that today, because that's something that's so annoying to me. I'm like, I think I already talked about that vision before, when I said I really want to make everybody so strong that we just have a very strong world out there, you know. And I see so many people just stopping themselves from getting strong just by in the first thing. I would say one of the most important things. Let me ask you the question. What is the most annoying thing you see from people stopping themselves to get strong?
If you ask me, I mean, I think also this is from my own personal example, but I see a lot of people do that as well. It is like attaching emotions too much to the training process. And this is not to say that it's not okay to be emotional about training. It's certainly fine to have certain emotions and certain approaches to training. But if you just get too ingrained in that, and if you allow your own emotions to get to you too close and to affect you on a completely different level, I think that that can sometimes have an even detrimental effect on how someone actually progresses. And that's, I think, a huge issue, because if someone is completely frustrated and unhappy with their progress and with the way they like go through a certain block, let's say, or how they perform an exercise, that might be like the hindering thing that's not allowing them to progress further, you know, because otherwise with a more positive approach, quote unquote, as cheesy as it might sound, they might actually be better off. And just switching up that approach and not being too attached, not being too subjective about it, and probably looking at it from a further distance might be a better way to actually approach things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so for me, it's like emotions being too ingrained in the process.
How much time did it take you to get to that point that you understood that?
No, like the first time I actually experienced not being affected by it is having someone else lead me, you know, having a coach. Because then, you know, even if something bad happens, you have someone from the outside to kind of reassure you, hey, you're probably fine. You know, like these things happen, it's okay. And just this objectivity from the outside is definitely going to drive the objectivity from the inside as well. And you're going to learn to stray away from being too subjective with yourself to a more objective way of thinking, even if you don't have someone at your side then later on, maybe.
This super interesting. Yes, I think this emotional thing could be the root, and then you see some other stuff that's coming with that. As what I also see a lot of these feelings, you know, also so many times, people be like bringing in 10,000 exercises which are not really driving the needle, you know, like. And that's super interesting because most people bring in stuff that is not moving the needle into the direction where they want to go. For that, the other part here is for that you also, first of all, have to know where's my goal. And what I really learned with this goal thing was in a lot of times people have to have a good conversation with you to really get into this. What is this what I want? Because a lot of people be like, I want to be fit, I want to be strong, you know, and I'm like, okay, what does this fit mean to you? What is this strong to you? Because the differences here can be like, there's a big difference in being strong in, I don't know, like benching 300 kg or holding a full planche. That's both strong, but it's completely different. And what it is, what is it where you want to be strong? And the super interesting part is a lot of people don't see that the most important issue they have is they haven't made it clear what is the goal. And that's super interesting because a lot of times people do know what they want, but they just can't put it into words. You know, when you have that person, I want to be fit, I want to be strong. They have something, they have a picture in their head, you know, they have this, maybe this role model they look up to, be like, I want to be like that. I want that part of someone. And you know, it could be that someone wants to planche, like, I don't know, super duper plancher, and still wants to run a marathon. And that's also a big goal of that person. What they do is calling it, I want to be fit, and not understanding that if you don't completely define the goal, you're going nowhere with the training. And that's a super important thing, because on the other hand, you also have a lot of people who tell you, yeah, I want to be healthy. I'm training to be healthy. But what is this training to be healthy? What would you say? What is training to be healthy?
Oh, like, you know, I like to kind of dissipate training from working out. You know, I would say in that case, people are probably just working out, you know, like, just maintaining general health, and training is with intent, you know, with a certain goal in mind, trying, you know, I read this post from Mike Teixeira the other day, try trying. And that's such a huge thing. A lot of people take every session, every exercise, every rep for granted. They overlook the importance of it and don't understand that every step that you take, you're actually one step closer to a goal, or not, if you don't approach it the proper way. So when people say, I want to train for health, I would say that those people are just working out, and it's fine. You know, that's okay. Not every one of us wants to like be sport specific and to, you know, evolve into an athlete in a way. But if you want to step out of that and go to a different level, then you have to train. You know, you have to approach training in a way that's going to be almost like sportsman-like, you know, like train like an athlete, so that everything you do actually has a purpose, and you want to kind of approach training, trying to make everything perfect, each rep like it's your last rep, and not taking everything for granted, because it counts, you know, like way too often, it's always the easier path to just say, oh, it's an assistance exercise, I can take it easy on this one. Try to stray away from that, and you'll see, like, it's gonna fix a lot of your problems.
That's true. Yeah. I get that. It's super interesting as this intent that you're talking about, this is super interesting. I said, I just have to tell you that that little story. You know, as I'm going a little bit more out of this older bubble that I was into, with all these, I was completely into this fitness thing, and everybody around me was so into fitness and prosthetics and training, and this is all we have in life, and stuff like that. And I stepped a little bit out of that bubble and seeing a little bit more of the, let's say, real world, you know? And it's super interesting how many people out there struggle with having the right intent for training. And then here comes something in. A lot of people tell you, yeah, I don't want to train like you. And I'm like, how do I train? Yeah, you train insane. And I'm like, I'm not. I just train progressively. And I train with a smart approach. And I try to be progressive with what I do. It's not like that that this is all I have in my life, you know. I do so many different things. I love to go out for good pizza. I'm still looking for the best pizza in Vienna. Every Saturday I'm going out to try one. Had a whole lot of pizza this year. You know?
So you're a man on a quest. I see that.
And on the same thing side, you know, I have to say, I'm also a man on a quest when it comes to, I just want to develop myself. And to me, strength training is definitely one of those things where I see so much of my personal, how can I say that? I see so much potential in myself. And what I see with a lot of people, they don't see the potential they have in themselves because they just decide that they don't have the potential, but everybody has the potential. And that's something that I feel sad when I see stuff like that, because I really want people to understand you don't have to be a world-class athlete, but you have so much more potential within you. And I would like you to understand that through strength training. And the issue we have here, what a lot of people have with training, is they don't see where they could be. And it is that easy if you know how to do it. And this is, of course, where people like you and me come in. And know, you know, as coaches, we know how to do that stuff. We have helped people to go there. The most important part is that people start with this, I see the potential within me. When I see the potential within me, I make the goal. Because this is where goals also start, because a lot of people don't make bigger goals because they don't see the potential for themselves. They don't think they can make it. And one of the most important lessons that I learned, also a little bit through this whole entrepreneurship that I'm going through now, you have to see the potential and believe in it. You know, and that's the same thing you have in sports. But the important part here is to understand that this is a lesson that goes through your whole life. If you see the potential and you believe in it, you understand what can be a goal, and then you start questioning yourself, okay, how can I get to that goal? Whatever that is. If it's hiking up a mountain, it's hiking up a mountain. How can I get up there? Okay, I gotta walk. And it is always the same thing with everything in life. First thing is, I have to see the potential. I have to believe into myself that I can make it. Whatever time it takes, I can make it there. And yes, there are some things that probably will not happen. There are people who have not the genetics to be a Mr. Olympia. There are some people who probably will never break the sprinting world record of Usain Bolt because you don't have the genetics. It can be that you will never make it. But on the other hand, to me, it's always extremely important to understand it. That doesn't mean I don't try. And this is where you have to start when it comes to this. I have to believe that I can make the best out of myself, and I have to see the potential in myself. And this is where this starts. And actually, I see a lot of people who also see that, you know, they see potential. But what is so important, this is, here comes something in that you already mentioned directly in the beginning, with this emotional attachment. People are so emotionally attached to this certain goal they have. They can't think objective about how do I actually get there. What would be the right approach to get to where I want to be? Because most of the time people decide things on a very emotional and subjective point.
From a subjective standpoint, yeah.
That's the thing. And they don't go into the objective view of how actually getting there. And this is this super important thing. I'm super emotional about my personal goals. I'm super subjective with the stuff that I want to do. But when it comes to the execution to actually get there, I have to be objective. Where am I? What do I need to do? Do I need to get certain help to get there? You know, if I want to travel to my family, which is living in Germany, and I'm right now in Vienna, if I want to travel to them, I'm thinking objective how to get there. And there could be a car, a train, a plane, you know, I could walk. But, you know, when I do that decision here, I have to think of, okay, what would be the smartest decision? And probably the smartest decision would be, yeah, let's just take the plane and you're there in 1.5 hours. Because I go off the plane, take the next train to my mom's place, and that's like 1/2 hour. And I'm there in about 2 hours. When I also put in the time that I have to travel from here to the airport, I'm there like 2.5 hours. And I'm there, you know? And that's, people don't think of it in an objective way. And that's the thing that I see is hindering them to get to the point. You start too emotionally, you don't see yourself there, all that stuff. How do you think about that?
To kind of connect on what you were saying before with belief and seeing your potential, I think just too many people tend to underestimate what's possible, especially like as a natural athlete, like, because there's so many things right now in the industry that you can't almost trust anyone anymore, because a lot of people are just not being honest. And it creates these false expectations in people. And then you have people just be disappointed because they're not progressing at a rate they want to progress at, or they're not achieving the goals they want to achieve. Because like the top notch of the industry is just setting so high expectations when you come into it that it can be overwhelming, you know? And then then things can go into a completely different direction. You actually have people regress and lose faith in themselves and basically not achieve higher levels of performance simply because they lost this belief, you know, that it is possible. So yeah, certainly it's not up to the individual itself only, it's also the industry and the way the industry kind of frames thoughts and beliefs about possible outcomes. But that still like shouldn't influence the individual to a point where people are just stalling and telling themselves, as a natural, I can't achieve high numbers. You certainly can, you know? There's so many stories we're telling ourselves. And if you don't believe that you can achieve higher numbers, guess what? That's not gonna happen, you know? You're not gonna achieve them simply because of that belief. You can do everything right with training, but if in the head, it all starts there. Like, as cheesy as it sounds, like so many people have massive problems there, which are hindering them and actually getting there where they want. So yeah, start off with believing in yourself, and there's actually you can achieve a lot more as a natural than you think you can. Mm. And what costs you? Like, what do you have to lose? Like, you can tell yourself the story, I don't have good genetics. Sure, okay, maybe that is the case, objectively looking at it, but try to subjectively switch it up. Now is a point where the subjective side of things actually plays a bigger role now, you know? Because if objectively, you know, you maybe don't have the best genetics, but subjectively you tell yourself the other story, you actually might be better off by doing so, you know? And heck, just try it out and see what you get, you know, and where you get. Like, you can certainly progress throughout the years. Like, give yourself 10 years. Don't give yourself 6 months. Give yourself 10 years, and I promise you're gonna achieve good numbers.
Yeah.
You're gonna achieve good numbers, you know?
So true.
Yeah.
Mother of God.
Yeah, I've been to a point where I was telling myself stories, you know, like, you don't have good genes, you just can't grow, you can't progress in numbers. And then when I made the switch in my head and started telling myself, you know, like, no, you're not getting anything out of that way of thinking, try to switch it up. And when I did switch it up, like, all of a sudden, in my fifth year of training, I'm progressing like never before. So, yeah.
I remember these times, especially in the beginning when I was like, I was starting out, like, I don't know, I think it was two or three years into training. You know, when you're a big and tall guy like me, everything just takes a little long. You just have to understand that, especially when it comes to calisthenics. So for me, it was always like, I was trying. And I was dying. Like, why are others so much more progressing than me? And I was like, I never lost the faith, but I was really pissed that I couldn't make it. And the thing that I made wrong at that point, and I learned it later on, was I didn't go into it very objective. And that was something that I learned later on when I got my first coach. It was like, yeah, he analyzed where I was and said, Nick, we gotta do this, this, and that in order to get you to the point. Because, you know, this is like you are at 1%, you wanna go to 100%. So the first thing is now we have to get to the first 10%. And these are the steps that we have to take now. And that was so important for me to get from this. I had the faith. I did understand, okay, I got to do something. I want to go there. That's my big vision of myself. I know I can do it, but I didn't understand that I have to detach myself from the emotions and get into this more objective view on it and just take the steps that are necessary now. And that was so important to understand. Because I wasn't doing it yet. I was not doing it yet. And I could have been so much better at that point, especially when it's in the beginning and you don't learn the right approach into that. And that's the most important part. Because the approach into how do I get it into a solution for a problem is always the same. Analyze. Do the right steps, do the work, keep on doing it consistently. And then you go from 1 to 2%, 3%, step by step. And then you get there. And it takes a while. And your starting point at point A is a completely different to another person's starting point. And that's so important to understand. Because, you know, my neighbor standing next to me at that point was like Dave. And everybody who knows him, Dave goes beast mode. He's just, that's a genetic freak.
Yeah.
And I was standing next to him being very tall, very heavy, and not so genetically gifted. I mean, I'm not shit, but I'm not completely a freak, you know? And I was standing next to him and looking at him and being like, how can he progress so fast? And why am I not doing that? And I was so pissed off that. You have no idea. He was always so, he was like playing a game for him. He achieved one arm pull up without doing anything to it. In my feelings, you know, that was my point of view. And it was, yes, it was because he had a completely different standpoint. He was just at another point, you know, and for me, I didn't understand how can that be? Because I was so emotionally attached to that, I couldn't think of it in an objective way and didn't manage to take the right steps now. And that was what changed, you know, because you don't see your own problems most of the time. You just don't see it. Because it's you who doesn't know it yet because you haven't gotten to the point. If you would know how it works, you would have already done it.
Exactly.
You would have already done it. And I didn't know. So I didn't do it. Is this understandable what I mean?
No, it makes perfect sense for sure. Yeah, you know, comparing yourself to others, I mean, it's a big topic, and you really want to be careful with that because it can go into the completely wrong direction. I like to think of it as just viewing what's possible and what's out there, you know, and using that to frame my thoughts about it, but not let it influence me in a way that I actually have an interfering effect with the way I approach training. And have actually a negative effect on my progress. And just because of the disappointment, you know, I'm still not there. I don't know if I'm going to be there. You know, a lot of people can fall out of the process because of that. But also, like, as you said, like not being able to see the problems. And I think a lot of people just identify the problem in the wrong location, kind of like, especially at the start, it's very easy to get ingrained into things that don't really matter, into small things like, you know, like, should I take creatine with milk or without milk? Should I take it before my workout or after the workout? Like, heck, that doesn't matter. You know, just focus on the big picture. If the big picture is right, it doesn't matter. Like, those things are secondary and not only optional if you want to, like, really, really optimize the process. But too many people just get ingrained into perfecting the little things when, in fact, the bigger picture of things is just not on point. And then they ask themselves, hey, where's the issue? What is the problem? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
And I've been there and I've done that. So take care of the big picture first. And then if you have the resources, try and focus on the smaller things.
Yeah, and that's the point. And this is something, I mean, we are teaching this day in and day out to people because that's what this job is so much about, keeping people in the right focus with the right things. Just do. And this is what everybody always talks about, the basics. And this is the basics. This is the basics.
Yeah.
Do stick to the plan, because the plan is what's going towards a goal, hopefully. And do so. You know, the other day I had a guy just asking me, I made myself a plan, goals, hypertrophy, and strength. And can you just look over it? And I was like, well, you're a random guy from Instagram, just saying not even hello and just asking me that question. And I'm like, I know nothing about you. I have absolutely no idea how to help you now. No, because I don't know you. And it probably doesn't help you to see a plan that you made for your next 3 days, how you train there. Because I don't know the bigger picture. And this is something a lot of people may misunderstand here. When we talk about planning, this is a long-term planning. Not everything in there is completely detailed yet. When I look into my own schedule right now, I know what I'm doing this week, but I don't know completely what I'm going to do in the next 6 months from now, you know? 6 months from now, I know a little bit where I'm going to be, but I'm not completely detailed into that. And whoever wants to tell you, he knows that, where you, 100% where you're going to be in 6 months. It's not possible. It's not possible. And I'm telling you that from a very scientific way of viewing into training. You can't see it. You always have to try and error. That's something most people don't understand, but the art is to know what to try. And this is where a good coach comes in. He knows what to try. And this is super, super important at that point. And, you know, what a lot of people also misunderstand, maybe, when I say I looked up to Dave and I was like, oh, fucking hell, how can I be like him? Nowadays, I switched up that. I switched it completely up. In the beginning, I was like, fuck. And it wasn't very inspirational to me. Today, I look up to people like that as a complete inspiration. I view them as something, okay, that's possible.
Exactly.
Yeah. This drives my faith in me, you know, that I can do it. Because I've seen it there. And this is another very important part that is extremely important, that you understand that this vision you have of yourself needs to be filled with faith. And you can get faith from other people by watching them. Okay, it's possible for them. Let's do this, you know? And you can take something from that. This is an inspiration, a motivation you get from someone. And it's super duper to take it. On the other hand, what is also extremely important, you're not that other person. And you still do it your way. You always do it your way. You know? And this is because you will have other problems than that person. Because you're coming from another standpoint, you know? And this is super important to keep that in mind. And on the other hand, the issue that we always will have is this fucking ego thing that we always have when it comes to training, because we want this, we view ourselves already in the vision of how we're going to be, and we don't see where we are right now, so we don't take the right action that is needed to go where we want to go. And again, when you don't see your own problems in training and why you don't progress is most of the time yourself, but you will never be able to see everything 100%. It is something a lot of people may misunderstand here. Do you know why every king in the world always had people helping them, giving advice? Because you can't know everything by yourself. It was always like that. And it's so important to understand. You are the king, the queen. Wherever you are, when you're listening to this, female, male, you know? Think of that and think of it like that, that you are allowed to take an advisor. And the better the advisor is, the better your kingdom will go through whatever is coming up there. My big plea.
What an analogy! I would just leave it at that. That's a very good ending, I would say. Unless you have anything else you'd like to talk about,
I think that's mostly it. All right, party people. If you have any issues with this stuff, just let us know. Send us a message to Strength and Skills Podcast on Instagram. Just feel free to go into that. And yeah, on the other hand, if you have any topics you would like us to talk about, also always feel free to make a word to us and tell us, hey, we really love you to talk about that topic. I would really love to hear your opinion about it. And then we may put it into the podcast. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and catch you in the next episode.